reporters mock Beto O'Rourke for live streaming dental cleaning. By Joshua Kaplan on January 10, 2019. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, DTX, live-streamed his dental cleaning Thursday as part of a video series the 2020 hopeful launched to showcase the experiences of people who reside near the U.S.-Mexico border. "So I'm here at the dentist and we're going to continue our series on the people of the border," O'Rourke says in a video shared to Instagram as he reclines in a dentist chair. The former El Paso area congressman then flips his cell phone camera onto his hygienist, Diana, to talk about her life growing up near the southern border. Diana tells O'Rourke she was born in El Paso to a mother from a small Mexican town and a father with U.S. citizenship. The hygienist goes on to say her mother was a permanent resident in the U.S. as she studied for her American citizenship exam, telling O'Rourke her neighbors were supportive of her mother's studies. "The entire neighborhood was there when she passed her citizenship test," she said. "We all support each other, we love each other," she added. "It's not what everyone else thinks." O'Rourke, who rocketed to national prominence following a failed bid to unseat incumbent Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, in the 2018 midterm election, is reportedly mulling a run for the presidency in 2020. While O'Rourke has mainly garnered glowing coverage from the establishment media, various reporters ridiculed the former lawmaker for live-streaming his dentist trip, leaving some wondering if his social media antics have gone too far. O'Rourke slammed President Trump's Oval Office address Tuesday, accusing the president of instilling anxiety and paranoia about the border as the partial government shutdown extends into its third week. "By any measure, the border is as safe as it's ever been," he said. And the president using fear and anecdote to try to instill anxiety and paranoia to build the political will to construct this wall that would cost $30 billion and take private property and cause death and suffering, that was what we heard from the Oval Office. "And we need to meet that fear with the truth, with our ambition, with the best traditions of this country," the 2020 hopeful added.